Now, after days of controversy, the social media platform X has limited access to the image generation function on its AI tool, Grok. There's been international criticism of a recently added feature which allows users to remove clothing from images of people, including children. Our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan has been following this story. Brian, can we go back briefly, first of all, to the origins of all of this? What did X introduce that has caused such a furore?
Yeah, Rachel, this all stems back to late December when a new edit feature came onto the Grok application. That is the AI tool that's been integrated into X. People will know X, it was formerly Twitter. And effectively, this application allowed you to remove clothing from people, including children. That, of course, understandably sparked widespread outrage and condemnation. Initially, X didn't take it very seriously. The platform's owner, Elon Musk, was responding to criticism with like laughing emojis. He wasn't taking it very seriously. X eventually then did issue a slightly more serious statement in which it said, look, if you use this to generate child sexual abuse material, then you will be held accountable, you'll be suspended for the platform, and we may inform government and authorities as we see fit. What we saw this morning then, Rachel, was not any kind of formal announcement from X, but what was happening on X was that people were asking Grok to remove clothing or to change an image, and they were being met with this response from Grok saying you can no longer do this. This is for paid subscribers only. And in one or two of the replies that I looked at, Grok was saying we are doing this in response to the misuse of this tool. Has that led to any lessening of the controversy? Absolutely not. Politicians have been out, campaign groups have been out saying, look, effectively what you're doing now is you're monetizing this. You're putting it behind a paywall. You haven't actually removed it, and you haven't actually done anything to address this issue. I'm speaking to you from the Young Scientist exhibition today. There are various politicians and campaign groups here visiting the stands, and this is a question that is being put to many of them today. What is their reaction to this latest development in this Grok AI controversy? One of those we spoke to in the last few minutes is the Children's Ombudsman, Dr. Niall Muldoon, and we can hear now what he had to say about these latest developments.
Well, I mean, that makes no major difference. Again, what you're saying is you've got an opportunity to abuse, but you have to pay for it. From our point of view, we've highlighted this issue, and our children and young people and our youth advisory panel have highlighted this for the last 2 years. The access to deep fakes and the ability to make these sort of images available, and now making it more mainstream is a really dangerous step up on that. And we've been highlighting to the government, our young people spoke to the Oireachtas Committee on Children in April 2024 about this, and we've been looking for strengthening on the laws on this. We hear today from Professor Conor O'Mahony that he believes that there is legislation there available to be used. I think we have to start using that.
And that was Niall Muldoon, the Children's Ombudsman, talking to our correspondent Brian O'Donovan at the Young Scientists exhibition. Brian, where is this likely to go from here? Because Elon Musk has shown so many times over the past few years that criticism doesn't really bother him. In fact, he welcomes it.
No, you're so right, Rachel. He doesn't listen to criticism. He does to regulators. We know from an investigative point of view, what we have is the Minister of State with responsibility for artificial intelligence, Niamh Smith, has requested a meeting with ex-executives. That has not happened yet. We know that Comisión na Meán is investigating this. They're dealing with both the Gardaí and the European Commission. Some interesting developments as well today. We know that different ministers, different groups, different campaign groups are removing themselves from the X platform. One of those to do that this morning is the Media Minister, Patrick O'Donovan. He told Limerick Live 95 this morning that he was feeling uncomfortable about the situation. He was going to remove himself from X. And it follows on yesterday from comments that he made, Rachel, to Virgin Media, in which he said that he believed it was the responsibility of the users of this app when it comes to the generation of those images.
Brian, thanks indeed. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan there.